About 10 years ago, I experienced two life-changing events, and one of them hit me as a complete left hook, a real sucker punch, if you will. What I'd like to do today is share with you what they were, but more importantly, how I was able to leverage those events to take me from a point where I was an employee all the way up to a business owner. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 40,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so before we begin, I have two action items for you. If you've been enjoying the podcast, I would ask you to subscribe to the podcast. This way you can just keep getting these free sales lessons delivered fresh to your inbox or to your favorite podcast app. So if you'd like to be able to subscribe, if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/app, yoursalesplaybook.com/app. The other thing, too, if you've been enjoying the podcast, if you could, it would mean the world to me, if you went by Apple Podcasts and not only give us 5 stars, but write a review. See, if you do that, what will happen is the podcast will rank higher, and it's not, to me, about a popularity contest so I could be the coolest podcast in town, but it's really more importantly than that. The podcast app with Apple, it's really like a big search engine. And when they get these favorable reviews, it ranks higher. And that means that more people that could really use some solid sales advice will be able to find it. So if you could, I would really appreciate it. And what I'll do, if you write a nice review, I'll make sure that I do like kind of a shout out on the podcast for you. The other thing is if you haven't subscribed to my blog. I've been actually blogging now for 13 years, almost 13 years now in November it'll be. And I've written probably 4,500 blog posts at this point. So if you want more of this and more sales tips, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe. Now, that's almost 2 minutes of me not getting to the point here. And I want to make sure that we kind of dig into this. I've been thinking about doing a podcast like this for a long time. And the reason why I hesitated is because I'm not a big fan of a lot of these motivational speeches types of things, because it's just usually a lot of rah-rah. It's typically littered with a lot of bullshit. And I just don't like it. I mean, I like things that are actionable. So what I decided to do was marry some inspiration, some motivation, with some actionable tips for you. So I had two events that happened to me a decade ago, and they were one right after the other. I want you to imagine just kind of a 1-2 sucker punch where you're not expecting something and not only one thing comes out of nowhere and just nails you in the jaw, but you know, another one comes along and nails you in the jaw. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it knees you in the balls, right? It was unexpected, but it really changed my life for the better. One of them I wish didn't happen in order for me to get my wake-up call in life. But, you know, I'm very grateful that we were able to experience it in the way that we did. So the first thing is kind of a darker tale with a happy ending. But back at the end of 2010, we had had a bit of a scare. And the scare was that, you know, my wife had been diagnosed with breast cancer at that point. Our kids at that point, I think my oldest was about 16. I had a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. And it scared the hell out of us, right? Completely unexpected. I'll never forget that day when they had us both come to the doctor's office to give us the news. And luckily, we were able to catch it at the earliest possible stage of the breast cancer, which is a stage 0. We were also very lucky in that we were able to get it tended to very, very quickly. Really, to me, again, I'm not here to plug them, but with Sloan Kettering, to me, which I think they are pretty much the best on the planet at what they do. But now, once we got through that, because we were able to get through that without any kind of radical surgery, we were able to get through it with what they refer to as a lumpectomy. And also, we were able to get through it without any chemo. We were able to just do radiation for, like, I don't know, 6 or 10 weeks or whatever it was. But here's what happened as a result of it. It was a serious wake-up call for us. And we realized that, you know, life really doesn't guarantee us a tomorrow. And yet, we think we have just an unlimited amount of tomorrows. And in fact, I had realized that my wife and I were kind of living in that mode of someday. And I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. We think, well, someday I'll do this, or someday I'll take the action on that. See, the problem with someday is that more often than not, someday never comes, right? So again, this whole thing is part of a 1-2 punch. So the first sucker punch that I got was this whole news with the breast cancer, right? And again, the stars were aligned. We got through it. You know, she's been in remission now for over a decade. And but it was a tap on the shoulder for us. And we were realizing that we really weren't doing the things that we had wanted to. In fact, I have to be quite honest with you guys, and it's something I never really talked about on the podcast. I was actually, during that period of time, and even leading up to it, quite depressed. And I never realized why it was. I mean, I was making the money. I was a vice president at that point in my life. But when I really had a chance to step back, and sometimes when you have kind of one of these life-altering events, it makes you pause. It makes you put the brakes on. It's that tap on the shoulder that says, hey, listen up. The universe is trying to send you a little bit of a message here. And for me, I realized that I was putting a lot of things off that I had wanted to do with my life. Now, for me, one of them, right, there's many things, but one of them, the big thing at the top of the list for me, was starting my own business. And what had happened earlier in my career, for those of you who don't know me, is that I had a business that, and I failed miserably with that business. I mean, I always use the analogy that if this were a fight with a bully, not only did I get my ass kicked in the playground, but, you know, the bully paraded me around wedgie style up by my underwear around the field, you know, in front of all the laughing kids to humiliate me. I lost everything I had. Both my cars had been repossessed. This is 1995 I'm talking about. I was about $60,000 or $65,000 in debt, and I felt like a world-class piece of shit for putting my family through this. As I got a little bit older and a little bit wiser and dug my family out of that mess, I mean, I was very lucky. It took me a while, by the way. It took me about a decade working night jobs and really knuckling down in my career to ascend to a higher level, get more money, you know, all that kind of thing. I started thinking about that and how I felt that I never really showed up to the playground to fight that bully in a manner in which I had planned to win. I was scared by the bully. I went there and I kind of lost rather than the bully having won. And if you've ever experienced anything in that, like that in your life, you know what I'm talking about. There's a very big difference between you losing and someone else winning. So now comes the second sucker punch. I came across a quote. And I read motivational quotes all the time. And quite frankly, a lot of them, I do an eye roll too. It's just, okay, here we go, right? It's just like a little bit much. But I came across one that I felt, oh my gosh, this person said this for me. This person is talking right to me, kind of like just like it just went right to my soul, right to the core of my being. And the quote is from Lucinda Williams. And it goes something like this. As it turns out, now is the moment you've been waiting for. As it turns out, now is the moment you've been waiting for. And, you know, it just really hit home. Now, you might be listening to this. Hey, that's great, Paul, but, you know, I didn't fail in a first business. I have no desire to start a business. So I think I'm just going to go ahead now and stop listening to you, because what do I give a shit about starting a business? But the concept of now being the moment that you've been waiting for actually does speak to you and should speak to you. This isn't just about starting your own business. In fact, if we take a look at this, now is the time to take control to create a better life. Not tomorrow, not 2 weeks from now, right? I mean, again, for me, it was starting a business. But for you guys listening to this, maybe it's doing that thing that you've always wanted to do, but you keep putting it off. Maybe it's finishing school, right? Now's the moment you've been waiting for. Travel, yeah, I understand what's going on in the world with the pandemic. A lot of that is starting to open up, thank goodness, right? But, you know, maybe it's that travel. It could be, you know, taking martial arts, right? In fact, I had a point in my life where, like, I had always wanted to take martial arts. And actually, I had two things that I had wanted to do. One was finishing college, because I hadn't finished college at that point. And the other one was taking martial arts. And, you know, I went back into both. And it was just such a nice feeling to do that. But it also could be, you know, maybe learning a second language. It's like, I always wanted to do that, right? And if for no one else, you're allowed to do shit for yourself. I mean, stop thinking in terms of the benefit for other people. We're allowed to be a little bit selfish. And I think today during the podcast, I'm going to encourage you to be a little bit more selfish. I'll tell another quick story, again, about now being the moment you've been waiting for. We're thinking about this a lot in the context of career and professional and doing things that, you know, like another language and learning this kind of coding on the computer or whatever. Sometimes, again, it's for pure selfish reasons. Also, about 10 years ago, I had realized that one of the things that had that brought me just absolute joy in my life, I wasn't doing enough of, and I kept putting it off. And it was camping. And I was putting it off. On the surface, I had a very good reason that I realized was more of an excuse, right? So on the surface, the reason for me putting that off was I could never coordinate with other people and their schedules in order to go camping. And then I realized that, you know, sometimes we allow things to become an excuse. If I really wanted to do this, I'd say F everybody, and I would just go. Who says that you're not allowed to go camping by yourself? So back then, 10 years ago, I said, you know what, the hell with this. I'm tired of waiting for everyone. I'm just going to go. And I'm telling you, man, it was just so awesome doing that. And it actually still is awesome doing that. I average 5 to 6 camping trips during the season. And usually one or two of those will either be where my son joins me or perhaps my brother or a friend or whatever. And the invitation is always open to family and friends if they want to come join me. But again, their schedules are such that they can't, and that's okay. But why would I possibly let that get in the way of doing something that brings me absolute joy? So now is the moment that we've been waiting for. Instead of saying, well, I'll figure it out someday, or someday everyone's schedules will align and I could do it. Well, I don't know if you've ever had a summer go by where all of a sudden it's the end of the summer and you go, holy shit, I didn't do anything I wanted to do, right? That is an awful feeling. And I really didn't want to have that happen. But there's more to it, right? I mean, maybe you've always wanted to learn about investing, but you've been putting it off. Well, now's the moment you've been waiting for. How about just simply putting money aside for something you really want to get, or you really want to own, or something you want to be able to do for someone else. How about, I mean, and this may sound silly, but many of you are going to know exactly what I mean by this. How about having the balls to speak up in a meeting? And when I say having the balls to speak up in a meeting, I don't mean being rude or obnoxious. I mean, you know, putting your opinion out there. How many times have we bitten our tongue in a meeting? Either because, you know, somebody else is louder and it's just easier to tap out and just, you know, put your head down. It's safer and everything. Instead of voicing your opinion, or it's not even just voicing an opinion. It's sharing an idea, right? Or something that you think that your boss could implement on the sales team, or something you guys could really use on the sales team. It doesn't have to come across as a complaint or anything like that. So, I mean, that's certainly something where now's the moment you've been waiting for. Like, what are you waiting for? I don't know about you, but I always feel worse when I don't speak up. And yeah, there's a time and place for it, but if it's something silly, like, you know, the fact that maybe I'm a little bit bashful, a little bit shy, is getting in the way of something that could really make a difference. Or maybe in sharing that idea, I get recognized as someone that should be groomed for a leadership position or whatever. So the other thing too, it could be, you know, picking up the pace with your prospecting, where you find yourself, you're getting caught up in a lot of stuff in the administrative part of the job, or, you know, on servicing your clients or whatever. And you know deep down, man, I've got to pick up the pace. I've got to get more prospecting done. You know, what are you waiting for there, right? Now is the moment you've been waiting for. Why would you possibly let everything else get in the way of something that, I mean, unless you're compensated in a shitty fashion, the more you sell, right? I don't know, maybe I'm crazy with this idea in sales, but usually isn't it the more you sell, the more you make? Unless they cap you, which in which case, maybe now's the moment you've been waiting for. You got to get the F out of there and actually go to a company that believes in compensating you properly. But how about, you know, even that, I mean, let's kind of go there for a minute. I mean, what if, you know, you're in a job that you just absolutely hate? Well, now's the moment you've been waiting for. Not to go and tell your boss to piss off and now be unemployed like 3 seconds afterwards, right? And a mark on your permanent record, by the way. I mean, but maybe it's the time to start hunting for something else. Maybe it's the time, if you feel you don't have the qualifications for that job you've always wanted to have, to start the process of, you know, having those skills, whether it be going back to college and taking courses, meeting with people that have that skill set and picking their brain, taking on a coach so you can learn more about it. How about talking, you know, now is the moment you've been waiting for, to talk to your boss about your goals and your career aspirations. You know, this one is near and dear to me because, you know, we've all experienced, especially the older you get, maybe now is the moment you've been waiting for when it comes to mending a fence, right? I mean, I've often thought about how, you know, life is this journey and we carry a lot of unnecessary luggage on that journey sometimes. And sometimes mending a fence can remove some of that weight and just make the journey a little bit easier. And in mending a fence, we don't have to see eye to eye. It's just simply being able to forgive each other and move forward. And you know what? I'm also going to tell you in this department, it might sound like I'm a bit of a hypocrite. You guys wouldn't know this, though. But I do have some people in my life that I chose to evict from my life. And that was also 10 years ago, by the way. It was all around the same time. Again, going into that concept of now is the moment you've been waiting for, I had some really ugly, toxic people that I really didn't want along for the ride anymore. And I chose to just part ways. And I did it in a fashion where there wasn't, you know, words said. I just moved on. And, you know, sometimes that's part of now being the moment that you've been waiting for. But how about, you know, working on your marriage or spending more family time? Now absolutely is the moment you've been waiting for, especially with those things. To me, these are your most precious and yet perishable type of relationships because there's a time limit on it. And, you know, again, we might be thinking we have all the time in the world to fix it. We have the rest of our life. But as I've often said, sometimes we think we're on the 90-year plan or the 95-year plan or the 85-year plan. But I'm going to be turning 56 in a few weeks on June 24th. I don't know what God's plan is for me. I don't know if I'm on even the 56-year plan. So what I need to do is kind of go about my life in a manner that now really is the moment I've been waiting for to take action on things. And I hope you feel the same way too. But also too, I mean, and I'm going to throw a couple more at you, and I realize I'm beating this to death, but I really want you to get the tap on the shoulder that I did many years ago, because it's made a huge difference for me and a lot of the people that I coach. But, you know, maybe for you, you've always wanted to write a book, or you've always wanted to start that blog, or maybe it's that customer event. Again, I want to be very clear on something. This doesn't mean that in now being the moment that we've been waiting for, that we're to take that as we're supposed to jump into everything without thought or preparation. In fact, there is a motivational quote that I despise, and you guys might hate me for it because it is a well-known, widely accepted quote that I just despise. And I'm probably going to butcher the quote, so maybe you guys will hate me for that too. But what the hell, right? It goes something like, leap and find your wings on the way down. I want you to think about that. Leap and find your wings on the way down. Personally, I think that's a mindset that's going to make you become one with the pavement if you do that. I mean, seriously, think about it. Yeah, I'm, you know, it's almost like, in the sense of that, you know, let me leap out that window and somehow the universe or God or events or luck is going to have me grow wings, or, you know, maybe a giant trampoline is going to appear. I think that's an idiotic mindset to have. I think we absolutely should have preparation and put some thought into our actions. But remember, this doesn't mean that we fall into that paralysis by analysis type of mindset. It means that, you know, couldn't we get started on it now, like today? Couldn't we at least begin the thought process and thinking about what's involved and what we, you know, what mindset we have to have in order to truly kick ass, what information we're going to need and what action we're going to need to take? We can certainly do that and give it some thought and then get the action verbs going and get moving on it. But what this quote actually does mean, not the one about leaping and finding your wings on the way down. I just hate that effing quote. I really do. I mean, big change in my mood right now. I'm sitting here getting pissed off thinking about it because I think it misleads a lot of people into making a spontaneous, stupid decision. But the quote about now being the moment that you've been waiting for, what that does mean is that life is too short and unpredictable to live for a someday that typically doesn't come. So again, I want to leave you with this thought. As it turns out, now is the moment you've been waiting for. With that, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. If you'd like a little more information on how we might be able to work together when you get to that moment where now's the moment you've been waiting for and you're ready to kind of get to that next level and you'd like to learn how we might be able to work together in my coaching program, I want you to visit YourSalesPlaybook.com/Coach Paul. YourSalesPlaybook.com/Coach Paul. And not only can you learn about the coaching program, but you could actually schedule a free 30-minute strategy session. And what I always tell people is that when I offer a free 30-minute strategy session, it isn't going to be a 30-minute infomercial for you to like get involved in my coaching program. Some high, you know, pressure type of selling situation. No, if I'm offering you 30 minutes, my guarantee to you is this: there will be 28 minutes of value and then we'll simply talk 2 minutes or so, depending on you, if you want to talk longer, on how we might be able to work together. All right? So with that, I want you to get out there. I want you to take action. And no matter what you're going through, I want you to realize that now is this moment that you've been waiting for. Now is the time to take action, not tomorrow. Remember, someday typically doesn't come. We'll talk to you soon. Get out there and sell something. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Subscribe to our free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.